necessary. Any leadership that teaches you to depend upon another race is a leadership that will enslave you.
I have a dream. Satisfied as long as the Negro is the fifth victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality.
Who taught you, please? Who taught you to hate the texture of your hair? Who taught you to hate the color of your skin?
Hello, welcome to Young King Truth Tell. This is Kanye Tetsubo.
Today, I'll be talking about the difference between the love of a black man and a black woman. Because, like everything else, when you love someone, you love them unconditionally. You love them with every ounce of your soul, the good and the bad, the trials and tribulations, wherever you go through, the ups and downs, you're there for them no matter what the situation is. It's also sacrifice. You also have to sacrifice something in order to gain something when in a relationship with this person. And when you're in love with them, you know it deep down in your soul, you know deep down in your heart that this is the person that you really want to be with, because they make you want to be a better person. They make you want to do things that you've never done before. If you've never traveled, they'll make you want to travel. If you've never really gone past your own block, they'll make you want to go past your own block. Because me, I've been in that type of situation where I started out not wanting to do much of anything, but mostly stay home. And it quickly resolved into me going out a lot more. First, it was just to the local restaurant. And then we went downtown. And from going downtown, we started going to the movie theaters. We started going to different restaurants all over our city. From there, we've taken trips together. And I can honestly say it's been the greatest times. And when you're in a relationship and you know this is the person that you really want to be with, you'll sacrifice time, and you'll even make time for them. You'll sacrifice the things that are negative that will hold you back in that relationship and keep you from being with that person you love, to making always time no matter what the situation is. If you're at work, you're going to want to talk to them while at work. You'll text them while at work. And we know that most jobs will say that you can't be on your phone, but for that one special person, you'll be on the phone with them because you've connected with them. You will see a side of them that most people will never see. You'll see their soul. And you can just tell that this person is in love with you because they'll look at you a certain way. People will see the way they look at you and identify that that's love in his eyes or that's love in her eyes. Because when you're in love, it's a strong feeling. It's stronger than hate. It's stronger than depression. It really can overwhelm and be intensified by the other person's emotions of strong feelings of love. Most people don't even realize that they're in love because they have broken up so many times with that one person. But for some reason, you find yourself always coming back to them like a magnet. Now, you don't have to negatively, you don't have to, in a sense, break up because of cheating or money issues. It could just be the wrong time for you to be together. Just things aren't in the making. Like, you're both on different paths in life. And those paths will eventually cross where you and her, or her and him, will eventually be together. It just all depends on where you're at right now in life. Because with black men and black women, what we have to do when we love each other is actually admit that we do. Because so many of us have been in toxic relationships, and we've taken on these negative, toxic aspects where we fuss and we fight, we cuss at each other. We don't actually sit down and talk to one another about our feelings, and we neglect our partners. And when you neglect your partner, they start to feel a certain type of way, to the point where it leaves doubt in their heart and doubt in their mind. And that's not how things should be when you love somebody. When you truly do love somebody, you will sit there and talk to them, talk things out. Because you just don't break up. When you break up, you're just giving up. Unless the person is abusive in some type of form or fashion, then yes, break up. Because people could come at you a certain type of way, and you may feel that it's them coming at you a certain type of way is hitting you with a low blow. But in reality, they're just coming at you with concern and love, and they just want to know, where do I stand in your life? Where is my mark on your chapter? Or have I made a mark on your chapter enough for you to make me important in your life? It's these type of things that we have to evaluate and reevaluate for ourselves. Because when you truly do love somebody, you love everything about them. They themselves may not see those negative aspects about themselves, but you can see the good within them, the light that shines beyond all other, without any shadow of a doubt. You see them for who they truly are when they can't even see themselves. They are the ones who are your best friend that push you to be a better person, like I said. And you're both going to want to grow together. And not just grow mentally or physically, but emotionally, spiritually. And those type of things are what builds trust and what makes your bond even more greater. Because the bond between you and your partner is all that you're going to have. Your partner should be able to turn to you as you should be able to turn to them and tell them, I love you with all my heart and soul. That you're the one I want to marry. Granted, marriage is, you need a license to get married, and that's absolutely ridiculous. And most people just skip past all the traditional forms of marriage and just live together. But at the same time, there's other legal things that come with marriage, especially that I just recently learned that if you aren't married when you have a child, the child is technically in the mother's name and the father has no rights. So that's one issue and aspect of getting married. And this is just, that's just a part of the twisted government that we live in. But when you truly do love somebody, you just sit there, you sit there and talk to them and tell them, hey, I'm unhappy. I've been in a rut for the longest, and I don't know how to get out of it. But I'm always trying to make time for you, because you're my number one priority. You're my number one love. And it's that type of communication that goes the farthest. And if they ask you a question, just straight up be straightforward with them. Don't be quick to give it all up just because you feel like they hit you with a low blow. If you're in a relationship and you're not talking to your partner for days and weeks or months at a time, and then you show up, start making memes on social media that could look a certain type of way, of course they're going to think a certain type of way and feel a certain type of way. It looks a certain type of way. Especially when you and that person are used to being tight. Like, you're always talking. They know every aspect of your life, the good and the bad. And they know what's going on in your house, and you know what's going on in their house. And when you do things like that, it builds distrust to the point where they don't know what to think themselves, and they're trying to be hopeful. And when they finally ask you these things and you don't come out right and say the answer that should be said, it then just breaks them deep down inside, because you're the one that they have always truly loved, and you're the one that makes them that person who they are today. You're the reflection that they can never see. You're their backbone. And that's why communication in a loving relationship is so important. Between Black men and Black women, we both need to learn how to communicate with our partner. These things are something that many of us don't understand. And it's something that we have to relearn in a sense, because it's like I said, many of us have been in toxic relationships where we're coming from someone who didn't know how to communicate with you. They always yell and scream at you no matter what you did. It was never good enough. This person wanted money. This person wanted that. And then when you find someone who doesn't want any of that, those things, and they tell you, hey, I don't want any of that. I just want to build with you. And yeah, your first year is going to be rough, because this is the story of my life, honestly, where the first year we met back in 2011, the first 2 years were the roughest. I had just came out of a toxic relationship with someone who did not believe anything I said, even though they literally could see everything. They had access to my Facebook. They still did not believe. They were listening to other people versus me. So when I got into a relationship with her, it took me a while to adjust to being in an actual loving commitment, because it wasn't just about me no more. I had to stop thinking about myself as an individual and think about us as one. And I took a lot of my anger out on her friend, and eventually that anger at some point subsided, and that's when changes started happening. And I believe these changes came due to her, because when you look at how things were, in a sense, we've broken up many of times, and it's like we keep breaking up, but yet for some odd reason we keep getting back together. And it's like the first few, and I've never cheated on her, I've never beaten her, because that's just not me. And it was rough. I think in a way both of us are still learning and growing and trying to figure out this whole relationship thing. And she eventually became my best friend. Because I started telling her literally everything. She knows stuff that I would never tell another soul. I know stuff that she would never tell another soul. We've been through some stuff that we've already promised each other that we'd take to our graves. Because this is stuff that happened at least a year ago or so in June. And it's our big breakup was when we stopped talking for a year or so back in 2016. That was the big breakup. She was going through something with her family, and at the same time, I wasn't working, and then she was always working, and it was like she was just being ran jagged by her family. She was the only, she has other brothers, but they're not paying as much of the bills as she was. She was paying majority of the bills, even though there was other people living in the house. It was still her majority paying the bills. And even today, it's somewhat a similar situation where she is paying majority of the bills, and she's trying. I would say she's trying. And this is what has led to our downfalls, the fact that things in our lives are just everywhere. It's just completely scattered about. Because I've gotten kicked out of my house and was homeless for a little while before taken in by my father. And recently, with her family, her dad been trying to kick her out in a sense. But he's not telling her that himself. He's going through her mother. And the mother is telling her these things. And so she's been trying to find work. And I've been trying to be supportive of her. She's also been talking about losing weight. She's also been talking about going back to school. So she's just been pretty much everywhere. And this is the person who I call my best friend. This is the person who I proposed to years ago. Granted, the ring was small, and I proposed in a very strange way, but she did say yes, and she's been helping me at my house. Like, when I don't have food, she would buy me food. She would take me shopping, and I would help her. I would even give her money to make sure that she's able to take care of herself. It's like, we've watched out for one another. It's like we've been back to back fighting the world, and recent, I accused her of cheating because of the whole idea of us not talking for days at a time from texting or calling on the phone. I would always try to call or text her and not get a response. And it just drove me in a way crazy, because this is the person who I say I love. This is the person who I want to be with. So I don't expect things to be like that. I expect things to be for us to be able to sit down with one another and talk it out. And no matter how much I wanted that, it still led to us breaking up. It's not something I wanted, because this is someone who I feel closest to, and this is the person who just cannot be replaced. She is, in my mind and heart, the love of my life, whom I cherish, respect, and will always hold at a high regard. No matter what, I could never wish any bad upon her, only good in life, whether it's with me or with someone else. But the love between black men and women is something that we have to get back into doing. Instead of disrespecting one another, talking down on our own people, because Our love could be what saves us. Finding that special person is what makes us always the better version of ourselves. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Uncanny Truth Teller with Kanye Tetsubo. If you like more, please subscribe to our YouTube channel, as well follow us on Anchor at The Uncanny Truth Teller. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And with that being said, thank you for listening. Goodbye.